Thank you for the introduction. Again, my name is Will Whitfield. I'm a senior at Mississippi State University, majoring in agronomy with a concentration in golf and sports turf management. Now, there's over almost 30 million acres of turf in the United States. And where there is human interaction with this turf, someone has to manage it, whether it's an airport, a roadside, a cemetery, a soccer field, or more specifically, a golf course in my case. Typically, the golf course is anywhere between 120 and 150 acres. Of that, 3 acres of that, approximately, is the most intensely managed grass on the face of the earth. Of course, I'm speaking about the putting green. Now, often, the quality of a golf course and the quality of a golf course superintendent is gauged upon the quality of his putting greens, whether that is how healthy they are, how green they are, how firm, how soft, and how fast they are. Now, we measure green speed using a stimp meter, and from this, we get a singular value measured in feet, and that determines how fast your greens are. The higher the number, the faster the greens. Some golf courses display these for their everyday golfer, and some just like to have fun with it. Being 7 being lush and 11 being pretty much dead, pretty much putting on dirt. Now, how do we manipulate the speed of a golf course green? Well, we have a couple of options. The first option is cut lower, cut more often. Now, when you do this, you often lead to a physiologically damaged and unhealthy plant, so it's not practical nor is it sustainable. The other option is rolling. Now, Dr. Nikolai at Michigan State University conducted a similar experiment, and he posted his findings as a list of benefits to actually rolling your greens. Specifically, the height of cut. He found that you can raise the height of cut if you implement a rolling management into your greens. Now, the only caveat to this research was that it was conducted on bent grass, creeping bent grass to be specific. Now, bent grass thrives in the north. However, south of the transition zone, specifically in the southeast, bent grass struggles to compete with Ultradorf Bermuda grass, which has become the standard among golf course industries and their putting greens. So, that's where we came in. Our objective was to determine how to best incorporate roller technology into a Bermuda grass greens management program to maximize playability and plant health. This study was conducted at the R.R. Foyle Plant Science Research Center at Mississippi State University, right in Starkville, Mississippi, on a USGA sand-based putting green. And all USGA sand-based putting green means it is a standardized greens profile implemented by the United States Golf Association that consists of 12 inches of a sand peat mixture on top of 4 inches of a gravel base on top of 4 inches of a drainage system. These greens are specifically designed to maximize drainage and minimize soil compaction. The study was done on champion ultra-dwarf Bermuda grass, established in 2007, so it was nearing 9, 10 years old whenever we did this study. The study was done from June 1st to August 31st in 2015. This was a three-factor study. The first one was mowing height, mowed at 3.2 millimeters and 4.0 millimeters, which is an eighth of an inch and 5/32 of an inch, respectively. The second was mowing frequency, which was 3 days a week, being Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 days a week, being Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And the third factor was rolling frequency, 0 days per week, obviously meaning it wasn't rolled at all, 1 day a week, being it was rolled on Monday, 3 days a week on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Using this right here, the TruTurf Model RS4811E roller that weighs 624 pounds and has a 48-inch or 4-foot rolling deck. Now, 624 pounds sounds pretty heavy to you and me. However, due to the unique design of this roller in the two separate roller stations on one side that consist of three smaller rollers, this roller only exerts 3.5 pounds of pressure per square inch on your green surface. And this is how it's used. You simply sit on it and press one pedal down, and you transport it by towing it behind a golf course. So it's practical. It's very easy to use. So now we move into data collection. Ball roll. This is the green speed we were talking about earlier. We collected it at 18, 47, and 89 days after the study was initiated using a stimp meter, which also was mentioned earlier. Now, all that a stimp meter is, it's a long strip of aluminum with a notch in it that you stick a golf ball in and you slowly raise it up off the soil surface. And once it reaches a certain angle, gravity takes over, the ball rolls down, and it rolls a certain distance. You do that three times one way, turn around and do it three times the exact opposite way, and the average of this of these rolls is measured in feet, and that is your green speed. And again, obviously, a higher green speed means a higher number. Bulk density was collected 96 days after a study was initiated using a 5-centimeter diameter plug that went approximately 3 inches or 7 centimeters deep. We stored it in a 104 degree Celsius oven for 48 hours, and then bulk density was obviously determined by dividing the mass by the total volume of the soil. NDVI, the Normalized Difference Vegetative Index, was collected weekly beginning at 10 days after the study was initiated. All that an NDVI machine is, it is a machine that utilizes remote sensing to non-subjectively determine the health or quality of your turf. We also collected the total shoot chlorophyll using a dimethyl sulfide solution. We collected it at 30 and 89 days after the study was initiated. And in this, we simply took leaf clippings, immersed it in a dimethyl sulfoxide solution. The dimethyl sulfoxide extracted the chlorophyll from then, which we actually placed into a spectrophotometer. And the spectrophotometer read the different light waves and the light wavelengths and gave us a chlorophyll reading back. We used a strip plot design with an analysis of the variance using a ProcMix and SAS with a confidence rate of 95% over 4 replications. No significant treatment interactions were detected. However, significant differences were detected for each main effect mean. And for time's sake, we're simply just going to look at the rolling frequency. So here are the results of our research. Here we see the impact of rolling frequency on ball roll. On the y-axis, we have the ball roll in distance, and on the x-axis, we have the different data sets which were analyzed separately. And 18 days after the study was initiated, we can see that rolling your greens 5 times a week yielded a further ball roll as opposed to rolling your greens 0, 1, or 3 days a week. For 47 days after the study was initiated, we see the same trend. Rolling your greens 5 times a week yielded a greater ball rolling distance than rolling your greens 0, 1, or 3 days a week. However, when we get to 89 days after the study of initiation, we see that rolling your greens anywhere between 3 and 5 times a week yielded a greater response, a greater ball roll distance than rolling your greens 0 or 1 day a week. So the overall take-home message of this graph in particular is saying rolling your greens after 3 months, our greens yielded a farther ball roll after rolling 3 to 5 times a week. Now we move on to the NDVI. This is the impact of the rolling frequency on the overall health of the grass. On the y-axis here, we have the measurement of the NDVI. And on the x-axis, we have, again, the individual data sets that were analyzed separately. Here we see 73 days after the study was initiated, we see a statistical difference, yes, but the difference is so small that it did not warrant any agronomic or visual difference in the turf. So we see here that the rolling did not have any detrimental effect or positive effect on the overall health of the turf. This is the impact of rolling frequency over the impact that the rolling frequency had on the total shoot chlorophyll. And again, y-axis, we have milligrams per grams of fresh tissue of chlorophyll. And on the x-axis, we have the data sets that were analyzed separately again. For 30 days after the study was initiated, we have rolling your greens once and 5 times a week yielded a greater chlorophyll than rolling your greens 0 and 1 days a week. And 89 days after the study is initiated, we see a statistical difference in the amount of chlorophyll in 5 days a week versus rolling your greens 0, 1, and 3 days a week. So, takeaway message from this graph is after 89 days, rolling your greens 5 times a week yielded a healthier, physiological healthier plant with more chlorophyll. Bulk density. Now, bulk density is simply just a measure of soil compaction. And on a USGA spec green, values anywhere between 1.6 and 1.7 are deemed problematic. However, as you can see here, our data suggests that not only did we stay well below that range, we actually didn't see an increase in bulk density across the rolling frequencies at all. So the takeaway message from this is rolling your greens 5 times a week or 0 times a week, we didn't see an increase in the bulk density for this particular study. So, in summary, 89 days after the study was initiated, rolling your green 5 times a week had an approximately 12% faster green speed compared to 0 and 1 rolling events per week. Total shoot chlorophyll, 89 days after the study was initiated, rolling 5 times a week yielded a 14% greater chlorophyll concentration compared to no really rolling treatment whatsoever. Bulk density, again, no significant differences were noted. Rolling treatments did not impact the soil physical property at all. So, the take-home message here. After one growing season, incorporating rolling into a daily cultural management routine was positive regarding the green speed and chlorophyll concentration. Rolling 1 time per week yielded few benefits, as results were similar to zero or no rolling at all. Now, on a golf course green, few people know the management practices that go into it, much less buying a machine, much less paying someone to roll your greens 5 times a week. So from this research, we can gather, and we would recommend to incorporate rolling into a management routine at least 3 times per week to maximize your greens' health, playability, and to maximize customer satisfaction in the end. For future research, we're going to repeat this 2015 trial, and we're going to see how it pertains to sports turf, whether we can do the same thing in soccer, football, baseball, and see if we get the same results. And with that, I would like to open the floor with questions. Yes, please. So the question was, what was the bulk density to begin with, and why did we wait 90 days? 96 days? Well, that was, the bulk density was collected at first, and it was, again, we saw no statistical difference between the beginning and the end. That's what the data in the graph represented. And we chose 96 days because that's generally coming to when ultra dwarf Bermuda grasses are coming out of the prime growing season. You know, the ultra dwarf Bermuda grasses tend to grow really, really heavily during the summer, and come the end of August, beginning of September, we kind of start to see a decline in the growth. It stops to grow as rapidly and recover as rapidly. So we tried as close as we could to mimic the optimal playing season on a golf course green. Yes, ma'am. Why did we select what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question. Bulk density? Why did we select bulk density? Well, in the golf industry, we have a multitude of greens types, a green soil profiles. We have what we call a push-up green, where people they take a bulldozer, they push up a big pile of soil, and they plant an ultra-dwarf Bermuda grass in it. However, we found that ultra-dwarf Bermuda grasses don't grow very well at all in ultra-compacted soils. And so that was what we were getting at is, taking this roller on a USGA sand-based putting green, I mean, we saw it was 624 pounds, correct? Now, that's pretty heavy to you and I. But again, rolling that across our greens, we were seeing, hey, are we seeing a detrimental effect here if we roll our greens every day, Monday through Friday? And with that, we did not see, again, going back to the data, we did not see an increase in bulk density. So I guess we chose it in order to demonstrate the fact that it had no effect. Yes, sir. So the question is, with the rolling frequency of, 5 days a week, we saw a greater chlorophyll concentration. Why? Well, we were talking about this before we actually got here, and we've got a couple of speculations. All of the data was collected across, both mowing heights, an eighth of an inch and 5/32 of an inch. And the theory behind that we got was, as you continue to mow the grass at the higher rate, 5/32 of an inch, and you rolled it, you were able to keep more leaf tissue, I guess, on the plant itself. And whenever you collected it, you were harvesting physically more leaf tissue. And then after you analyzed it with the dimethyl sulfoxide, if more tissue translated into more chlorophyll for us. And what we think happened is the higher mowing heights sort of padded the 1/8 inch mowing height in the statistical analysis.